This is Keith Pisani of KeithPisaniMinistries.com. In seeing a need that only he could meet, Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 through 38, when he saw the multitudes, was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. Then he said unto his disciples, "The harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his fields." Lonnie Woodrum was an author. In thinking upon these words of Jesus, he decided to sit down and write this poem entitled "The Harvest and the Tempest," and allow his words to impact your heart. Here is what he said. "Deep in the shadow of slumber, one night I lay on my bed and dreamed I stood on a mountain with valleys before me spread. The valleys were wide and yellow with beautiful waving grain, and a cloud hung black in the distance, loaded with tempest and rain. Looking, I saw in the valley laborers, but oh so few. I knew the gathering tempest would break before they were through. Although they were all so busy bending themselves to the work, they saw the storm was approaching and knew that they dared not shirk. Then near the foot of the mountain, I happened to turn my eyes, and there stood a man whose visage was brighter than sunset skies. He spoke in such tones of sorrow, it caused my heart to bleed. 'Behold, how white is the harvest, with reapers so few indeed. Why are the workers not many?' I thought to myself, and then I glanced about me and noticed the mountains were full of men. Men who were laughing and joking, playing some sort of a game, not seeing how ripe the harvest or heeding the storm that came. Soon I could stand it no longer. 'Listen,' I shouted amain. 'Why waste your time in a frolic? Look at the gathering cloud.' But one of them quickly answered, 'You're one of the idle crowd.' Then came the crash of the tempest, the rushing wind and the rain came howling over the valleys, ruining the yellow grain. The heavens were rocked from thunder, the lightning split the skies, till we who stood on the mountain covered our poor blinded eyes. Above the crash of the tempest, the voice of the stranger broke, 'Behold, the ruin of the harvest. This is the heathen,' he spoke. 'The storm that so widely rages is God's great judgment day. And I woke and I wept in repentance as there in my bed I lay. Calling on God in the heavens, with contrite spirit I prayed, O Lord, I will be a worker. Too long have I played. Because of the ripened harvest, I give you my heart and my arm. I'll spend my strength in the valleys to save the grain from the storm." As believers, each of us is either a missionary or a mission field. Christ looked in the multitudes, so should we. And Christ is praying for missionaries today. And that missionary journey that we should take in answer to the prayer of Jesus is the distance between our house, our life, and one soul for Jesus Christ. As believers, we need to take the gospel to sinners. Refuse to lose your vision for Christ. Get burdened for souls. Get burdened like Jesus Christ.